A week after Hurricane Katrina, the search for the living continues amid efforts to recover the dead. Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff told Fox News yesterday that he wants to prepare the country for what's ahead.
What's going to happen when we dewater and remove the water from New Orleans is we're going to uncover people who died, maybe hiding in houses, you know, got caught by the flood, people whose remains are going to be found in the streets. It is going to be about as ugly a scene as I think you can imagine.
In New Orleans, rescue teams are out again in boats and helicopters, pulling survivors from roofs and flooded streets. Local officials say thousands of people remain in the city. President Bush plans to visit the region again today. In nearby Jefferson Parish, many people who evacuated will get their first chance today since the storm to see what happened to their homes. NPR's Greg Allen is in New Orleans and joins us now. And Greg, are people coming back to look, or are they coming back and hoping to stay?
Good morning, Renee. It'll be interesting to see what really does happen this morning. The thought is that this gives people an opportunity to come back, take pictures of their house for insurance purposes, maybe pick up some pets they left, take care of anything that's important that they really need to do right away. Officials from Jefferson Parish really don't want people to stay, and that's the word they put out there. But it's clear that a lot of people are staying already. There's been some areas when you drive through, most of that area didn't. On the West Bank, there was no water damage at all, or very little water damage. A lot of wind damage, and the waters have receded on the East Bank, and people are living there. They've been living there all along, and so some people clearly will be coming back to stay. It's hard to say at this point how many.
And when you drove into the city last night, describe for us what it looked like.
Well, it was the first time I'd been back in the city since Friday, and just a world of difference. We've hit the bottom and started to come back. Clearly, we're going to find some terrible numbers with the death toll. We're going to find out a lot of bad things as things go forward, as Michael Chertoff said. But when I drove in, the lights are back on in good parts of Jefferson Parish, and coming in and seeing traffic lights for the first time of the week, seeing billboards lit up, seeing signs for a bingo hall, a flashing bingo hall sign, just gave you a sense that some beginnings of normalcy are starting to return, and that was really heartening. I'm sure that's the way a lot of people in Jefferson Parish will feel when they come back today. They'll see terrible damage, but they'll start to feel that maybe we can rebuild this place.
And the atmosphere then is different than the last time you were there last Friday?
Yes, so NPR has a filing center in downtown New Orleans now, and there's a huge media encampment here. I mean, and that in itself, there's a presence here in the city, not just the media, but of course the security presence has changed the atmosphere totally here. You have troops going by in big trucks carrying troops, stopping. They're guarding the Brooks Brothers store across the street, which was looted. You see these huge convoys of police cars coming up, refueling, taking off. The security presence is totally different here in New Orleans, and it really feels like the city is starting to get they're starting to get the city under control.
Now, there was a shooting in New Orleans yesterday involving police. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's right, Renee, and that reminds us that there's still a lot of work to do here, even just in restoring this law and order. This was an incident where there were some contractors working on one of the levees for the Army Corps of Engineers. As they were going out to their work, they were fired on. There was apparently a group of men. One person in the group is reported to have had a gun, fired at the contractors. A fire was returned by police, and police say they killed five or six of these men. So it was an extreme response to to the shooting, and it shows that they're very serious about cracking down on lawlessness here. I think it sends a very strong message, along with the presence, that they're not going to put up with this kind of violence.
Greg, thanks.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Greg Allen in New Orleans.